The family of Terry Schiavo isn't the only one grappling with the difficult issue of medical ethics. Millions of people confront medical ethical questions all the time, and one of them has supplied today's question for New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen. He's John Anders of Collinsville, Virginia. We asked him to explain his dilemma.
I have a friend who has a hereditary kidney ailment, and he needs a kidney transplant. His uncle, his father, and several of his siblings have had the same ailment, and therefore a transplant from a family member is out of the question. His twin brother had a successful transplant. However, he suffered a series of infections and ultimately died. My friend recently began dialysis several weeks ago, and we've discussed it, and I've told him that I'd be willing to donate one of my kidneys if I were found to be a suitable donor, if he quit smoking. He's educated, he works in the medical field, so he knows and acknowledges the dangers of smoking. But my dilemma is, am I being selfish and hesitating to donate a kidney under these circumstances? I'd be devastated if he were to pass away. On the other hand, I might feel resentful if I made a sacrifice in donating a kidney and he died prematurely as a result of his smoking. And I might have feelings that possibly I had shortened my own lifespan all to no avail. And I've discussed this with other people. I've, you know, sort of wrestled with it on my own. I have not been tested. I've just wondered, should I be tested? There's always a possibility I won't even be a match.
So you don't know yet?
I don't know.
And has your friend agreed to stop smoking?
No, he hasn't. You know, we haven't really gone into depth that much. And my question is, if I were found to be a suitable donor, would I be a total jerk to withhold a possibly life-saving kidney unless he agreed to stop smoking? I mean, I'm concerned about his health, but I've also got to be concerned with mine.
All right. Well, we have Randy Cohen on the line. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
Randy, don't some donor groups already screen transplant recipients for drinking and smoking?
Oh, yeah. And there is as I've been able to determine, all of them do, that you wouldn't lend your iPod to a friend who was going to use it to hammer nails.
No.
You shouldn't donate a kidney to a friend who isn't going to take care of it. And as Jennifer suggested, I think it's very unlikely that the transplant team would allow you to do that. Donor programs routinely make their recipients' behavior one of the factors in deciding who gets an organ for transplant.
Right.
I have my friend, Dr. Serena Yoon, who, by the way, I would lend my iPod to. She's entirely trustworthy. She was explaining to me that because organs are as scarce as they are, that recipients who are unable to demonstrate, you know, sobriety, as Jennifer suggested, or a willingness to comply with the medical restrictions they're going to face, they get cut from the donor program right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that what you're considering doing is right in line with conventional medical practice and is ethically really sound. The idea here is to make sure that the organs go to people who will really be able to use them.
Right.
So, John, maybe your friend doesn't realize this.
Well, I know he is on at least one list, waiting list, and I'm not sure, you know, how far along they've gone as far as qualifications and so forth, but I do know that he has undergone some testing and so forth.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I think I'll probably talk to him some more. I may, in the meantime, get tested and, you know, and see if I would even be a suitable donor, because otherwise it might be sort of a moot point in my case.
Well, that might be nice. That could kind of let you worry less if it turns out it is a moot point.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm with Jennifer. Dodging the entire problem is often a great solution to any ethical conundrum.
Well, John Anders, good luck, and thanks for writing.
Thank you.
If you've got a question for the ethicist, write us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please give us a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thank you.
Thanks very much, Jennifer.